A federal judge has accepted a guilty plea from Zacharias Moussaoui in which he admits working with al-Qaeda in a plot to kill Americans on September 11, 2001. The plea could lead to the death penalty, but the move does not end Mr. Moussaoui's case. He says he hopes his story will convince a jury that he should not be put to death. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Moussaoui has tried to plead guilty before and then changed his mind, but this time the 36-year-old accused terrorist was determined. As Judge Leonie Brinkema asked him whether he understood that four of the counts against him carry a possible death penalty, Moussaoui did not waver. Over and over again, he said, "I understand." The judge asked whether he'd received any promise of a sentencing deal with prosecutors. Moussaoui said, "No, I don't expect any leniency from the Americans." Then he signed the document that could lead to his execution. But Moussaoui made it clear that his battle isn't over. First, he lashed out against his court-appointed attorneys, who filed a brief yesterday questioning whether Moussaoui was mentally competent to file this new plea. Moussaoui called one of the attorneys a Judas, who was undermining Moussaoui's effort to show that he was not part of the 9/11 plot. The government says Moussaoui was on the same payroll as the 9/11 hijackers, and Moussaoui even admits knowing Osama bin Laden. Moussaoui also admitted he was trained to hijack a plane, but he says his job was to secure the release of Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, who's already in prison for terror-related crimes. Moussaoui told the court that he was to crash his plane into the White House if the U.S. failed to negotiate. Moussaoui says that makes his connection to the 9/11 plot a distant one, and he hopes that will move a jury to spare his life when the case moves to the penalty phase. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.